episode 25 of the New Life Spring Family Bible. Happy Saturday. I hope this is a happy and restful day for you. Today we'll see that not only does Joseph dream dreams, but he interprets them too. We'll read Genesis chapter 40 from the New International Version. Genesis chapter 40. Sometime later, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt defended their master, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh was angry with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the same prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, and he attended them. After they had been in custody for some time, each of the two men, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were being held in prison, had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were dejected. So he asked Pharaoh's officials who were in custody with him in his master's house, "Why do you look so sad today?" "We both had dreams," they answered, "but there is no one to interpret them." Then Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dream. He said to him, "In my dream I saw a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed, and its clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and put the cup in his hand." "This is what it means," Joseph said to him. "The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand, just as you used to do when you were his cupbearer. But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, "I too had a dream. On my head were 3 baskets of bread. In the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh. But the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head." "This is what it means," Joseph said. "The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head and impale your body on a pole, and the birds will eat away your flesh." Now, the 3rd day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, how would you like to be the deliverer of the meanings of those dreams? Not so bad for the cupbearer, but terrible for the chief baker. And what a bummer for Joseph that the cupbearer forgot him. You think God has other plans? Stay tuned. Hey, if you want to get in touch with me by email, I'm steve@lifespringmedia.com. At Twitter, I'm _Steve Webb, 2 B's, _Steve Webb. #LifespringMedia. You can get links to subscribe to the show at lifespringmedia.com. Also, you can sign up for the email list. And when you sign up for that, you'll get a reminder that there's a new show when a new show comes out. And of course, for this one, pretty much every day. Anyway, sign up for the email list there at the, you'll see there's a form at lifespringmedia.com. And if you haven't gone over to the iTunes store, if you enjoy the show, get on over there to the iTunes store and write a review, would you? It'll help other people to find the show. And hey, it'd be great, too, if you would like the show and share it and tweet it, stuff like that. You know how to do all those things because, hey, you're a social media maven. All right. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.